When M&C finally got together to meet about how to go about our dedication ceremony for Manny, had several ideas, and we discussed those. And they weren't, a lot of problems with many of them. And we had I brought forth the idea of maybe using Arlen to come in and talk more about the scapegoat and how, you know, we could dramatically use this for him to leave and no longer to return with all of the issues that we have turned over to him to let him take away from our fellowship. And thought, well, there's a lot of people that haven't been part of that. Those messages that Arlen has shared, it'd be probably a little bit too dramatic, and also it'd kind of take away from what we really want to accomplish in dedication of Manny to the ministry here. And it would also involve Arlen, and Arlen mentioned that, you know, I don't think it's good that I be here. I think it's important that this is Manny's day. If anyone should even come up to me, shake my hand and say, you know, it was great to have you here as an interim pastor, that would detract from Manny's day. So we honored that and kind of passed over the next thought that we had of looking at passing the mantle. You know, Arlen's here. He's done a great job to get us through these last 6 months or so. Passing on that mantle to Manny, you know, that's very fitting. It's biblical. But then again, there's that issue of, well, maybe that'll detract from what we're really trying to accomplish. Another thing that we discussed was Eugene Wolfley's lifting up of the pastor, literally, over our heads in prayer as a symbolic thing. And we have done that a couple of times in the past, and I think it, from what I hear, maybe scared a few children and maybe even scared a few adults. You know, what's going on here? This is kind of strange. Am I scared pastors? Am I scared their wives? Drop him. What's going to happen here? But and I even thought, hey, it'd be great. We could have Jenna Lee up here too, and the women could lift Jenna Lee up. You know, this would be great. But we just kind of shied away from that. You know, it's really probably not very Quakerly anyway, the symbolism aspect of it. And then there was the deeper question of, okay, yes, it's very symbolistic. Anybody that's been there when we've done that in the past remembers that. But did it really cause us to remember to pray for our pastor? Especially for those that weren't actually up here lifting the pastor. You know, there was you in the congregation that weren't able to participate in that. So, you know, was it really effective? And that's one of the reasons we as Quakers don't do a lot of symbolic things, is you get tied up into the symbolism and don't do the things that we need to do. One other thing that we looked at was we got on the internet and had an installation service. And I got to read you the title of this because this isn't very Quakerly either. Rite of installation of a pastor as CEO, embedded in a service of word and sacrament. Is that Quakerly or what? I think it's actually Lutheran, but you know, we won't fault them for that. But again, very formal, and I don't know if that's us. You know, we are a family, and do things a little bit different. So we decided to keep it simple, and we decided to have John come up and do it. How much more simple can you get? Man, a few words, so I'll try to keep it that way. I did start working on this Monday afternoon in between pains, and felt led to the scripture that's listed in your bulletin, and it's Matthew 28:16 through 20. And then when I started looking at this again on Thursday night to pick out the songs for Diane to put in the bulletin, I'm going, what were you thinking? Must have been the pain. But there are several things in there that could be looked at, extrapolated on, taken out of context, made to fit what points I wanted to make, and I'm not sure we really want to go there. So I will read that scripture at this time and see what you think, and go on into a more formalized process. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The main theme and central focus of this passage is the command of Jesus to the disciples. Say, I was looking earlier at 16 and 17, and I go, okay, I can make this fit to us and the disciples and a few things, and Manny and Jesus and how some of those little things might relate. And if you're interested in hearing some of those wild things, talk to me later. I'm not going to share them with everybody, because again, the main theme is the Great Commission. And you know, this really is so much more than just dedicating Manny to our position of leadership for our church. You know, we've equated this dedication to a baby dedication. And when you think of a baby dedication, you're presenting this child to be raised up in the way of Christ. And similarly, we're dedicating Manny to being raised up and to be our leader, and how we can, as a church congregation as well, be an encouragement to him, lifting him up in prayer, and coming alongside him rather than saying, okay, here, Manny, do our work for us. You know, we're paying you to do this. Go at it. But the theme is going to make disciples, setting them apart to be filled with the Holy Spirit and teaching them God's commands, and remember that Jesus will always be with them. And that should be our main focus. Manny comes to us very highly recommended, with a quality education in Christian ministry. He's had 2 years of experience in full-time youth ministry in Carlisle, and hear a lot of good things about that, and the yearly meeting, and his work with the youth as well. And he has an enthusiasm that's important for a leader. I guess I can safely say that I don't have that. And I welcome him as being a part of a team, and hopefully that he can generate a spark there that maybe I'm not so good at. We want to allow Manny to come up and say a few words, and I told him, go however long as you want. As the Spirit leads, we'll make things work around that.
Good morning. I told John I'd keep it short and sweet, so I'll try to do that. As I'm sitting here, just kind of replaying the last several weeks in my head, I think of one of my professors at Berklee College. His name is Prosper Lee. He's from India. He called himself the Indian man. But he used to come to me every day, and he would say, "How are you today?" And I'd say, "I'm good. How are you?" You know, the general response. And he would always respond by saying, "It is well with my soul." And I kind of understood it, but I really understood it just now, because standing here today, it is well with my soul. I'm very happy to finally be here. We've been counting the days. And, you know, Rick's allusion to my Facebook post of saying that we're home, I mean that. We've been met with nothing but hospitality and friendliness, and it feels like family already. And so we're so, so happy to be here, and we hope that this is the beginning of a long and very, very fruitful relationship. So we're glad to be here. I'm really glad that some of those ideas were pushed by the wayside. Kind of scared of heights, so that would have... but, you know, in all seriousness, I have no interest in being a CEO. I have no interest in... you know, being put on the same pedestal as Jesus. I'm not sure if that's where John was going to go with that passage or not. But I'm here as part of the body of Christ. I'm here to work side by side. A pastor, from my understanding, is a servant to the body of Christ, and so that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to serve. I'm here to you know, lend a hand where I can. I'm here to be part of this community. You guys have already have something established here that God smiles on, that God blesses. And so I'm not here to try to change that. I'm not here to try to, you know, do something completely different. I'm here to just step in where you are and plug forward with you. And so hopefully that's what you want, because that's where my heart is. That's where I feel God calling me the most, is just to serve and to love. So with that being said, one of my strongest desires is to meet with each of you in your homes, and so I hope that you're open to that. I really want to just get to know you. Some of the faces are becoming more and more familiar, and I am starting to put some names with faces, but don't expect that. if I say hello and I don't know your name, go ahead and tell me your name so I can keep hearing that. Somebody said maybe name tags would be good. Maybe it's not a bad idea, but... Diane gave me the photo directory yesterday, and I was joking that I was going to study that and have everybody's name memorized by today, and I didn't get a chance to do that because I had to paint, but soon the names will come, and after that the friendships and the deeper relationships. And so but my desire, like I said, is to meet with you all in your homes and just get an idea you know, where you're at and what you're looking for out of this new relationship that we have. So I'm really excited. I know my family's excited. The kids have had a blast so far. They love living here, and it's a whole new experience from living in town, and they're just enjoying that. So we've just been blessed. All the work that the trustees and all the other volunteers have put into the house, we appreciate that greatly. All of you that came to help us unpack, huge blessing to us as well. We've already had some visits from some people with different things. A meal was provided and some vegetables and fruits from a garden that we've already used. The tomatoes were delicious, by the way. We put them in burgers last night, so they were very good. So just been blessed, and hopefully that we can bless you in return, you know, in God's love and in the things that he's calling us as our family and us as a larger family to do. So thank you all.
You can stay. Okay, at this time, we'll ask Manny, do you commit yourself to Bangor Liberty Friends Church body as our pastor, lifting us up through your prayers and making yourself available to us, to open your heart to us, to love us with the love of a shepherd for his flock, and to live your life as an example of God's love, mercy, and compassion?
Absolutely do.
Great. This time I want our ministry and council members to come on up, and also Royal as our ministry and monthly meeting card. Excuse me. And let's see, is Neil here? Yes. Yes, Neil, you are invited. You are one of us now. Right. As members of ministering council and the monthly meeting clerk, do you accept Manny's affirmation of his dedication to God and our church body? Do you affirm that it is your desire to lift him as well as our church body up in prayer and to make yourself available to him, to work alongside Manny in leading this fellowship through loving example, and commit yourself to ask the Lord's guidance in all you do?
I like Manny's response. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And now, our congregation, if you would stand, please. Do you recognize and accept these commitments made before you? Do you affirm that you will support Manny and our church leaders with your prayers, attendance, and the use of your spiritual gifts? Do you commit to love one another as Christ loves us, to work together in love, to disagree at times without being disagreeable, and to share one another's burdens with loving prayer and fellowship? I'm going to have Manny's family come up now. Jenna Lee, Siler, Chasley, Lena, Cece. Is she not with us? She's in the nursery. Okay. And I believe Kay wanted to say a few words for us now.
Well, it's become kind of a custom with Bangor Liberty that when a new family moves into the community, we present a welcome basket. And maybe you've seen that downstairs. It's on the table in the entryway. And there's too many things to bring up here. But people have generously contributed to that, and that is for you.
Yeah, there's this little basket, and then there's this big table. It's all yours.
Thank you.
Okay. We also wish, if you so felt led, to come up, individuals, to come up where you want to lay hands on Manny and his family. Come up here with our M&C people and monthly meeting clerk. want to lay hands on them and pray over them and give them a blessing for the ministry that they are about to partake in. Yep, let's come up in the middle here and maybe just up here on the edge of the platform so people can kind of gather around. We're going to have Royal lead us off in our time of prayer, and if anybody else wants to share, please feel free to do so, and I'll close this time.
Lord, we ask your blessing upon this pastor, giving him wisdom and understanding through his Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us in all that we do and everywhere we go, that in the future we may all reach the promised land that's been promised by Jesus.
Lord, we just ask your blessing on this family. We pray that you'll give them many blessings as they minister here. And Lord, protect them from the attacks that Satan will certainly bring. Lord, help us to be truly brothers and sisters in Christ, to come alongside, to help them bear the burdens, to lift them up when they need lifted, to share in their joys and in their sorrows. Lord, as we grow together, bless this relationship we have formed.
Lord, I just thank you for all the blessings you bestowed on our church. You've given us so much. I just thank you that you brought Andy and his family to just come and lead us, Lord. And I just really pray that they'll just really be filled with you, Lord, that they'll just continually be lifted up by us, Lord, by the church and by each other, Lord, and that we just fully centered around who you are, Lord, and that they'll just continue to love you and just be willing to learn and to grow, Lord, and I just pray for the time, Lord, that they'll really just be used well and just really blessed.
Lord, we do thank you for bringing us, Manny and his family, to be a part of our fellowship in your perfect timing. Lord, as we were going through these last several months, certainly thought a number of times, this can't be your perfect timing, but just the way you wanted it to be, for us to have a chance to come together as a congregation, and for us to prepare for who it is that you would have come next to lead us, and also for preparation for Manny as he continued to be open to your leading and to feel that nudging to get further into the ministry. And when the time is right, that we all were on the same page.
we ask that you richly bless him in his time of leadership with us. May it indeed be a long and fruitful time together as we work through those enjoyable times, those times of growth, and those times that aren't so enjoyable, that maybe a difference of opinion, that you can still use those times to help us all grow together and be more like you. Bless him and his family. What more can we ask them to allow us to do your will? In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.